All right, joining me now on this Soccer Matters Extra, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. He is Pat Onstad, the general manager of the Houston Dynamo. And Pat, I know you wanted to break some news about a huge star player for the Dynamo here in Houston. We watched him operate beautifully last year, Hector Herrera.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I want to break it. It's not fantastic news, but he's he's got what we hope is a minor injury and something that we can control, I guess, so to speak, and look after and maintain for the rest of the year. Make sure we're staying on top of it. But he's be flying to Europe to get it taken care of pretty quickly, and then we'll get him back here and get him back in the field and start working with him.
So, Pat, that's going to sound alarm bells to Dynamo fans, I think, without a question, that he's going to Europe. Can you expand on the injury?
Yeah, I can't really get into detail of what it is, but it's going to keep him out for a little, what we think is a relatively short period of time when you talk about a whole season. But, we don't envision that he'll be ready at the beginning of the season for us. It's going to take some time to get him back in the field. And, we know what Hector brings to our club. So it's for us, it's a big loss, even if he's missing for 45 minutes in a game. It changed our strategy a little bit in the off season. We've got to make sure that we're covered in that position. But it's also an opportunity for a kid like Brooklyn Reigns to step up and get some minutes as well. So, it's an interesting opportunity. It hurts. We can't kid ourselves. He's his best 11 in our league and arguably one of the best players in the league last year. You can't argue that he's a huge piece for us. He's impossible to replace. But the same token, it's an opportunity for a lot of guys, and over a course of a long season, that can be really important that they get some quality minutes early on.
Dynamo general manager Pat Onstad, just going back to Hector, I mean, the team is really so dependent on him in a lot of ways. You're saying that this is opportunity now for others, but this has got to be very concerning to you.
Yeah, I think it is, but I also think, Hector's put a lot of miles on his body, and he's played at a very high level, so these things are inevitable. I think this isn't something like we're concerned this is going to be a season ending injury. That's for sure. But it is something that we're going to have to look after. And as we do, to be honest with, a lot of our players, a lot of our older players, we have to manage their minutes in training and in games. And, it's important for our high performance department and our sports, medicine department to stay on top of it.
All right, so transactionally, everybody's begging for more attacking players and nine. The good news is there's people out there talking about that position. There's intrigue around it. Can Sebas come back and change things again? Is there a way of explaining some of the difficulties in making a big move now, which I think Dynamo fans are struggling with a little bit?
Yeah,
and I know
I think
it's
everyone's
not
out
easy.
There saying we have a DP spot, we have a DP slot. Well, the reality is we have two YPS slots, so the DP slot that we have to use is either a Max Tam or a YDP. So those are two different profiles. YDP is basically U23 or younger, to be able to open up those YPS slots, which are youth player slots, which are U22 slots, under 22 players. So we're limited, and we're also limited with the cap. A young designated player counts 200 against the cap. Max Tam, or what would be a DP at that stage, is 683,000 against the cap. So for us, we basically have to find an extra $500,000 against our cap. And we pushed the envelope last year and kicked some contracts a little bit more into this year to make sure that we were successful and had a good run last year. But so at the same token, we don't have as much flexibility as it probably looks on paper. But we do need some attacking pieces. And I don't think I've been shy to say that we're trying to add a couple. There's a couple offers out there for some players, that we think will come to fruition. And we'll keep pushing to try to make this team as good as it can get.
So is this fair to say that I'm hearing it's cap issues, and one of the ways that could potentially remedy the cap and alleviate it a bit would be the sale of
a
Bakoko?
I mean, it's a little unfair to call it cap issues, because in the end, Asher Mendelson and I are responsible for the cap. We chose to do this. We took a risk last year and kind of put all our cards on the table and said, let's go for this and let's become relevant in this market. And I think, everyone would agree that we are now. Like we, at least have gotten there and got a lot of the Dynamo soccer fans that had left the team have come back to the club and support us. So I think that was an important first step for us. And as I've said all along, I want us to be competing for championships every year, and that's making the playoffs. So this year we've got to make sure that we still have that enough guys in the house to be able to do that. And I think we do, but I do think we're thin, like we're thin in the attacking position. So we've got to produce some depth, but I also say we really, outside of Corey Baird, we haven't lost any of our starters. You know, we were able to re-sign Griffin Dorsey, which was an important piece for us last year. You know, we've kept pretty much everyone else outside of, you know, teenage, I guess you could argue for depth, but you have to give Mikel has been our starting center back for the last 24 games of the season. So, I like our group, but I do think in the attacking side, we're probably still a little thin, and that's what we're trying to solve.
Does the game model remain the same this year with the box midfield? Because I hear a lot of people say, oh, let's play Aliyu Ibrahim out wide on the right, which we know he can do. He's got the pace. But, you know, are you sticking to the game model of the box?
I mean, I think if everyone's healthy, then I think you would see the box. That's for sure. I think if Hector's out for an extended period or Coco gets sold in the last few days here of this window, we may have to pivot a little bit, but what I would say is I think to see our strengths with Artur, Amin Bassi, are two guys that are really important in that box. Our strengths are to keep possession and play these intricate passing patterns in the middle of the field. And we also think that's a great way to play in our climate. I think, you know, we were actually, Asher and I were talking today saying, how many games do you remember at home? And we can think of four right off the top of our head where we said teams within the first 15 minutes. We're like, we're not chasing this thing all game and just collapse. And that's 12 points. So I think for us and with the skill guys that we have and the ability to play that way, I think it really benefits us in our weather. Now, maybe on the road to some of the fans, maybe we play a little bit more transitional. And that's when maybe you see an LU out there and, you know, maybe Coco gets a run in the middle of the midfield as well. So there's lots of options, I think, for Ben, but the more options we can give him, the better I think it is for him to be able to manage this group throughout the course of the season.
And if Hector's, you know, injured for a little bit and missing games, I mean, Coco would be a natural to drop in his role, right?
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. I'm sure Coco would say he'd love to do that. He loves playing in the middle of the field. But I also give him credit. You know, he was excellent in the position that he played. We asked him to adapt into a different position. You know, he's still working on his final product, his final ball, his final shot. You know, that's something that we've asked him to do. He's never had to do that wherever he's played before in his 25 years of playing, well, like his 25 years of life, you know, playing soccer. But I think so for him to move in there, that's definitely a possibility. Like I could see Brooklyn Reigns, as I mentioned before, is a good young player that is probably going to get an opportunity to get a good look. We're heading to Guadalajara on Monday and got four games down there, and he's going to get a little run in there and see how he does as well. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
Transactionally, obviously, you said that you're looking for more attacking players. Anything else going on with the club? Any other positions you'd like to reinforce moving in and out?
Yeah, I mean, the Hector one's a tricky one because, you know, he's a center midfield and you think, okay, well, you've got Luis Caicedo, but unfortunately, Luis has had some, what we thought was going to be taken care of pretty quickly is some, family and personal issues, but it's now turned into, I don't know, best way to put it, a bit of a mess, I guess. And, he's not able to get back in the country and we're not sure where that's going to take place. Like there's a pretty good opportunity that, he may not be back. So there comes a pretty deep need in the center of midfield that we need to try to go out and try to solve that problem. So, it's too bad because Luis is a sweetheart of a guy, but, there's some issues going on that's kind of certainly out of the club's control that we can help with. And it stops it from getting the country. And unfortunately for us, you know, we have to make a decision and possibly move on.
Yeah. Cause you can't wait on this, right? I mean,
no, we don't have, I mean, especially with Hector out, I think you could maybe bide some time with Luis and Artur. But Artur is more of a replacement for Luis is more of a replacement for Artur than he is for Hector. You know, Hector is the type of guy that advances the ball. And Luis, that's not his strength. Luis's strength is destroying and winning the ball back and then getting it to the next guy. So when you have him and Artur kind of in those roles, you ask a lot of Artur to be the guy that's now advancing it. And you know, Artur can do it, but certainly not at Hector's level.
Yeah, and it seemed like your comment on Sebas got kind of misconstrued by everybody. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I don't think he's been anointed the starter on opening day with 4 days to go in preseason, right?
No, I mean he's had a good couple of weeks. You know, we're not, I think we're not even finished our, like tomorrow is finishing our second week. So he's had a good couple of weeks and he's looked much more engaged than last year. He's certainly scoring goals in training, which is nice. And last year he struggled to do that. So he's starting to earn the trust of his, not just his coaching staff, but also his teammates. And I think that was really important for him, to come in with a good attitude and start showing that, like, listen, I can score goals in this league. I'm capable of doing it. I think he's done everything we've asked of him. We're going to ask to, is now that we have a certain level, we're going to ask for more. But, there's no one's been guaranteed playing time in our roster. Even to that, to a certain extent, Hector, you know, if he's not ready to go, we're not going to play him. The bottom line is we need to win games. And, I'm certainly as a GM, I may question what Ben does in terms of lineups and stuff, but, I would never, ever, ever let, you know, the lineup is his and he makes those decisions and he's not a guy. He's got enough experience to know that he doesn't make promises that he can't keep.
Pat, I heard an inkling in a lot of what you said, and when you came on the radio show with me, that made me believe that, you were saying Hector, I mean, sorry, Sebastian was knocking in some goals. Do you see a different guy? Do you see a different man? Do you see urgency to really reclaim his game?
Yeah, I think he's coming a little more humble. I think he had a fair amount of relative success on a team that wasn't very strong in 22. I'll keep saying that over and over. And I think he came in saying, well, this is pretty easy. I wasn't on a great team. I got a better team now. Why should I be on edge that this is fine? And, what I think you saw is an entire group. We brought in a lot of different players that were trying to prove a point and you had a hungry group of guys last year, right in preseason. And I think he was behind the eight ball right out of the gate. And unfortunately for him, he never really got going scoring in preseason, and at the beginning of the year. And to a certain extent, the coaching staff lost a bit of faith in him at that point. And I think his reaction could have been better. I think he'd probably say that as well. And then I think what humbled him is he went down to Brazil thinking, well, I'll just go bang goals in here and show them. And he had a difficult stay down there, you know, on a team that was fighting for to stay up in the first division. So. I think he's come in with a much different mindset. We know he can score goals in our league. And I think if he has that mindset, you know, he's got a much better chance of success.
Well, he scored some unreal goals 2 years ago, and I
Yeah,
mean,
well,
obviously you
I,
signed him for a reason.
yeah, I mean, listen, we're not expecting him to do that again, but the goal from midfield sticks out for me like all the time. How that wasn't up for goal of the year is, but I remember because it was actually one game I never sit down low and I'm sitting right beside Ted Siegel in the game and they were both looking at each other, go, are you kidding me? So he's got moments of brilliance in him. That's for sure. I think for us, you know, Ben's working with him to try to keep him higher up the field. I think, in 22, he dropped into midfield a lot. And I don't think that's a strength of his. I think he's better occupying the two center backs and build up and then being closer to the box. Cause in the box, that's when he's dangerous and that's when he comes to life.
Yeah, you right. You want him where the ball's ultimately going to be, right? Like a la
Yeah.
Brian Ching.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess before we go, just a little more on Aliyu, and just he's a young man with a lot of talent. We saw that last year. That's another area you're hoping to get from him is to expand his finishing.
Yeah, I think you know, Aliyu Ibrahim and had a good start to his kind of career here. And then I think to be fair to him is it had been a long season for him. And I think it caught up to him a little bit and he looked tired and lost some confidence. Again, this preseason, again, you got to be careful with preseason. You can get excited and you can get down on guys quickly and get super high on guys. But, he started off pretty well. And he's been dangerous. And because Nelson Quiñones right now is with the Colombian U23s and qualifying for the Olympics, he's had some chance to play on the left side, of the midfield. And he's been quite dangerous. And it's nice when you see him cut in on his right. And I think the difference between him and Nelson, while Nelson has an incredible, he's one of the top three sprinters in the league. You know, Ibrahim's still very fast, but he's not Nelson's speed. You can tell technically he's a little more confident cutting in on his right foot and a little more consistent in his movements than Nelson is. So they bring slightly different profiles, but, you know, this is again, getting down to Mexico. Hopefully he can get some minutes there and show what he can do.
Are you expecting, in your mind right now, as you look from the outside, do you expect to lose Nelson Quiñones to the Olympics?
I'm not sure. He's not playing a ton in this tournament, so that's a bit disappointing. But also he's pretty on the young side of that group. There's some guys that, 18 months older than him. And it's a pretty talented offensive group too that he's behind. But we'll see what happens. I think a lot of that will depend on whether he is going to get minutes or not. If he's going to sit on the bench for a month, then we have the option to say no. By the same token, it's also a great tournament and a shop window for a lot of these guys. And if he's going to play, it's a good opportunity, I think, for the club and for him to further his career. So we'll have to take that kind of day by day and see where we're at that point in the season.
Never not a lot of issues to be concerned with when you're a general manager, that's for sure. I mean, it's off
Never
to
a
a
dull
rip
moment.
roaring start here, right?
Never a dull moment here. Never a dull moment. That's for sure.
Well, Pat, this is great information for the Dynamo fan base, and thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate everything.
Thanks for having me on, Glenn. Always a pleasure.
All right, that's Dynamo General Manager, Pat Onstad.